What happened? Why did the rock close in on him and not us? I don't know. How are we still alive, Kiprick? I don't know that either.
There were no tunnels, no nooks, no crevices, no escape.
I'm damned if I'm gonna die in the dark.
The bell rang, and the two handlers unleashed their beasts and clambered quickly up the pit wall. The animals circled each other, snarling and growling, the graphite panther wary and defensive, its footsteps heavy. The ice wolf attacked, and the panther swiped, her sharp claws raking the wolf's head. At least they should have been sharp, but she drew no blood.
Now do you believe?
Brax crowed.
The face of God visited upon us, yet we breathe.
Kiprick waded over to him.
Are you sure that was Isa?
It wasn't how he had imagined God.
Only holy men may see the face of God and live, Sergeant. Truly we are blessed.
The tune began in breathy, low tones, switching between octaves like a bird call. Then Kiprick added cadence notes, and a melancholy tale arose. The notes gathered and fell, filling the cavern with short, whistling echoes. Then shepherds, then glades, then soft afternoon suns. The haunting old melody was something he'd picked up while stationed in Damour during the Frost Trade War. He'd been young then. His first posting, after swapping his name and assignment to join the army. The swap seemed like a bad move now, although he felt a certain amount of pride at having got away with it all these years. But then, who would ever expect a surgeon to trade down for the life of a ranker?
Do you have to play that thing?
Static built, heating the air, as spider webs of light crisscrossed every surface. The power gathered and multiplied, then escaped from the walls. Fiery, flaming tendrils sucked towards the center of the cavern, growing, heating, expanding, until there hung a ball of flaming yellow-orange sun, crackling streams of lava fire snaking about its corona. Kiprick gasped for air.
"How to starboard of the helmet!"
The bosun relayed the commands to the helmsman, although the helmsman could undoubtedly hear Habernacki's bawling for himself. Kiprick strode up to the captain, Eric trailing behind. Habernacki's attention was trained portside. Another ship approached, an impressive twin-mast schooner. Navy? No. There were no flags. It could only be the miasma. Broken reality laid out in front of them. The water, ice, yet vapor, and the rock, pliable. Whatever the phenomenon touched, it seemed to affect in different ways, reforming things into different states, states the laws of nature disagreed with. It switched things around, chewed things up. It was unpredictable, and surely deadly. Kiprick picked up a stone and threw it into the distortion.
"I'm authorizing the use of phosgene gas. You have until sundown to rescue as many men as you can. If you can kill enough unbound in the process to collapse this miasma cloud, well and good. If you can't, you gas everything and everyone down there, clear?"
"Yes, sir."
Ranker's charge. Deliverance at Van Diemen's Deep. Written by S.P. Stevens. Narrated by Nigel Peaver.